This is a HeadGum Podcast.
On a Monday, I am waiting. Tuesday, I am fading. And by Wednesday, I can't sleep. Then the phone rings, I hear you. And the darkness is a clear view. Cause you've come to rescue me. Fall with you, I fall so fast. I can hardly catch my breath. I hope it lasts. Oh, it seems like I can finally rest my head on something real. And I like the way that feels. And oh, it's as if you know me better than I ever knew myself. And I love how you can tell all the pieces of me. All the pieces of me. Wow, that was Ashley Simpson Ross.
And you knew it better than her.
And you know, I was about to have a slip up, and say Ashley Simpson Wentz.
Because she was married to Pete Wentz?
Correct,
is that what it is?
Correct.
God, what an era.
I know.
You know, this one time, this kind of reminds me of this one time I was at the Improv when I used to work there, and I saw Tom Green talking to Limp Bizkit. What's that guy's name?
Fred Durst.
And I was just like, what are they talking about? Like,
I know.
Remember TRL?
What do you think 1999? They were talking about?
I think they were talking about, like, Woodstock 99 or something. I don't know. But I was just like, they were like at a distance, like they ran into each other. And I was like, wow, what an era.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, like, that's kind of what I thought of when I thought of Pete Wentz and Ashley. Like, they were such an era.
They really were. They really were. Yeah. An era of pop punk.
Because isn't there, like, a tour now that's, like, it's called, like, We're Punk Forever. I don't know what it's called. It's called, like, something like that.
When We Were Young.
Yeah. It's called When We Were Young. And it's, like, all of those.
If someone offered you free tickets to When We Were Young, would you go?
Are you? Because, yeah.
I mean, I wish. I would go. This, I would actually
did
buy
I win
them.
A sweepstakes?
I know someone selling one.
Really? Yeah. Just one single ticket?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't buy it. But no. If someone gave it to me for free, yes.
Here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
Concert tickets. This is a pivot really quickly.
It's gone out of control.
Because I'm only going to a concert if it's free.
At this point, I don't go to concerts. I was just talking about how I don't go to concerts anymore. But going back to high school, when I was in high school, I got kicked out of a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert for lighting a cigarette. Inside of an arena. See, I went to so many concerts in high school. And, oh my God, this is so funny. Okay, first of all, let me just say, I never think about high school. So this is like, it's all flooding back.
Wait, hold on. I feel like we're about to fully get into it.
Oh, let's
And once
fully
we're
get
fully into it, okay. I don't want to stop being into it. So I'm really quickly, I just want to tell everyone the year's 2009.
Okay.
And I'm gonna blow through it really, really fast.
Let's get out of it and then we'll get back in.
We only use the most reliable sources here on Senior Superlatives. So today's 14 pop culture moments from 2009 are from popbuzz.com.
Oh my God.
You know what? You love it. It's popbuzz.com. All right. Really quick. Obama is our president, sworn in 2009. I'm going to be so fast with this because I'm dying to talk to you.
Okay.
Grindr launches in March of 2009.
Oh,
Hannah Montana, the movie, comes out in April. Glee and Modern Family come out in 2009. Facebook launches Farmville, a fact that we've repeated on this podcast because it's important, in 2009. MJ dies. Redacted.
Oh, my God.
Name.
I went to the house.
Because
I was, whatever, yeah.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris get married. Kanye West interrupts Taylor Swift during her VMA Video of the Year acceptance
Beyonce
speech.
Had the best video of all time.
That's right.
Yep.
Gaga gives her iconic and bloody performance of Paparazzi. Mm-hmm. Black Eyed Peas spend 26 weeks at number one with Boom Boom Pow, and I Got a Feeling. I mean, let's talk about music.
Wow.
Jacob and Isabella are the top baby names because of Twilight.
Ah!
Sony sells 12 million floppy disks in 2009 and then stops selling them altogether in 2010. What a fact, Pop Buzz. Jersey Shore premieres on MTV.
Jim Tan Laundry.
And the last thing I'm going to tell you is Avatar. The first Avatar is released in 2009. And I know everyone's
saying,
where are we when Avatar comes out? Uh-huh. We are in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And who are we? We are Roz Hernandez.
Yeah, well, yes, we are, but if we'll get to it. There's just so much foreshadowing. I hope that we get to all of it. But I ended high school in Los Angeles.
Really?
So 2009, I was in Los Angeles.
Well, let's rewind.
Okay.
Let's go to 2005 when you started high school.
So 2005 would have been the year where the Red Hot Chili Peppers incident happened.
Got it.
I used to go to concerts all the time, and what I would do is I would ask people for cigarettes.
Yes.
And then I would find an empty pack of cigarettes, and I would collect all the cigarettes, and I would keep them for, like, my stash.
That's good.
Because you could smoke inside of arenas.
Of course.
So then one day, I guess they passed a law, and then I went to a concert, and I smoked a cigarette. Because this was, like, my time to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, of course. It was your solo time.
Because I would come home smelling like cigarette smoke anyway.
Yeah, so, and it was easy. It was passable.
So I could get away with it.
Yeah.
But, and then I got kicked out.
For a cigarette?
Yeah, because I guess they passed a law that it wasn't, you weren't allowed to. First of all, I was underage anyway.
Sure, but they didn't just, like, tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, put it out. They literally kicked, they removed your physical person.
Yeah.
From seeing Red Hot Chili Peppers. Actually, speaking of Red Hot Chili Peppers, I saw Anthony Kiedis.
No.
Like, literally 4 days ago.
You know where he's from?
Where?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, I did know that. Hello, I've read Scar Tissue.
Yeah.
But, you know, similar, you and Anthony have a lot in common because it wasn't Grand Rapids, came out to Los Angeles.
Let's talk about Grand Rapids, Michigan. Anthony Kiedis, yep. That's a good one. We've also got Betsy DeVos.
Huge. Queen of Secretary of Education.
Gillian Anderson, is that her name?
The British actress?
Nope. Different one. Different Gillian. Gillian.
Gillian.
Scully.
Who's Scully?
X-Files.
Oh, that's Gillian Anderson.
She's not British.
Yes, she is, but she might be American and British.
Get on it.
Yeah, let's fact check.
Popbuzz.org.
Because she speaks in a British accent. She also was in The Crown. She also was.
She's American. She just plays British.
Where does it say she's from?
No.
Where does it say she's from?
You
please.
Need to go deeper into this.
Okay, I'm looking.
She is British. She has to be part British.
She was born in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Yes.
And then she is of English, German, and Irish ancestry.
Okay.
Her parents moved to Puerto Rico for 15 months and then to London.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then she attended the London Film School.
Okay, but wait a second. There's nothing about Grand Rapids, Michigan. You don't know how many people I've told.
Okay, so
this could be bad.
No, I actually like
that. When she was 11, her family returned to the States, settling in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Thank you.
Okay, but let's just say we are both correct in this situation. Because she does have a real ass British accent, and she is on she's also Star of the Fall.
Sex Education.
I mean, I was talking about how absolutely gorgeous this woman is and talented to my mother-in-law also a few days ago.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that?
Okay, I feel like we're fighting. I haven't seen you since before the pandemic.
I know.
And I was thinking as I was driving over here about you were like, you're always, if I remember this detail, will always be a part of my COVID story, like when COVID hit, because I canceled your show. I was supposed to do you and
me and Blair's show.
And I was like, I don't think I should. It was like that.
That was so weird whole time, because I remember that show and like, but then Blair and I ended up canceling the show.
Okay, good.
Because it was that like time when all of us were like should we be doing anything?
Should we get toilet paper?
Like, it was so fucking weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And I mean, I haven't seen you since.
I know. I saw you over Zoom. You did my old podcast.
Yeah.
And then didn't I do your podcast where we talked about ghosts?
You did my podcast where we talked about ghosts.
Speaking of ghosts, yeah. You have a very exciting television show coming out on Hulu on October 18th.
Yes.
Called?
Living for the Dead.
Wow. We're literally hunting ghosts. Yeah. With Miss Kristen Stewart herself.
Kristen Stewart, inspired one of the most popular female baby names in 2009.
Oh, yes. Can you believe that? Out of all the names in Twilight, which name are you choosing?
I've never seen Twilight, I don't think.
Well, if you had to choose between Isabella, Jacob, and Edward, what are you choosing?
Okay, Isabella.
Okay.
But I'm going to watch Twilight. Mm. I need to watch it because...
You need to support your sister. She really needs support, hon. She really needs support. No one's watching her films. It's actually really fucked up.
She is so cool.
I'm sure.
But she, so she's executive producing this TV show, and along with the people that created Queer Eye Scout Productions. And it's five queer people that work in the field of the paranormal. I'm one of those people because I have a podcast about ghosts and I go ghost hunting sometimes. And we travel the country and we just super queer up the ghost hunting genre as you know it.
Now, how old were you? Were you hunting ghosts in high school?
You know, in high school, a little bit, because we had like a local... urban legend-y.
In Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Like a part of Grand Rapids, kind of like a little outside of it, called the Ada Witch, which was like this story about this woman back in the day that, I don't know, she like caught her husband cheating and killed them both and put a curse on the woods or I don't know, something like that. And so we would go out there and usually it was people like underage drinking and yelling at, you know, the witch.
Yeah.
But
would anyone summon her?
I mean, it was always, no, it was just messiness. Mm. It was just absolute messiness. But it would be like someone would just scream and we'd all run because someone would be like, I just saw her.
It's right.
Like, no, you didn't.
Right. People are just like playing pranks.
Yeah. So yeah, I was definitely into that in high school. But anyway, yeah, the TV show, it's really, really, really good. I saw it. And it's like, if you watch like ghost hunting shows or something, I mean, it's like definitely a makeover on that genre. Like it's...
I like all of them. I used to be obsessed with watching all that shit when I was in high school.
Really?
Well, I still am. I'm obsessed. Like if you know me, well...
I haven't talked to you in 3.5 years, but yeah.
I'm obsessed. The only thing that I watch and read are thrillers, murder mysteries, horror. But there is an asterisk to this. I cannot take exorcism movies seriously.
Right.
I simply laugh. And maybe it's because like I've been in a shitload of prosthetic makeup in my absolutely amazing long career that I kind of am just like, oh my God, these girls are just kind of shellacked in this scary look.
Right.
But it's kind of the only thing that I absorb my brain with is like, and I love fucking ghost stuff. I love it all. And when I was in high school, I was obsessed with watching like the original Ghost Hunters.
Right.
Where they'd
right,
be
right.
like, they would be like, and we're going into a hospital that has been abandoned since like, you know, 1782. And there would be like old straps or like a padded room and using
we did that kind of a thing. That's and crazy. I mean, I've got on a platform heel every episode and I was walking through an abandoned tuberculosis hospital dressed like that.
Not a tuberculosis hospital.
Yes, I did. It was not easy, but it was fun. And the thing about those shows that I think people don't always realize is like the cameras aren't getting everything. So like we would be there for hours and hours. And I mean, we're there for days, and so much stuff would happen.
I know someone, my friend was working with a documentarian, like covering some really fucked up haunted home of like a family that was murdered in this house, whatever. And it fucked him up so bad. He fully was like, I'm never working in the entertainment industry again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, usually that's not how, like, the entertainment industry isn't usually going to, like, a place where a family was murdered.
No, it's not. He's like, this is all that this business has to offer. Okay, high school.
Yeah.
We're in Grand Rapids, it's ninth grade. What is the vibe? What's going on with you? What was your high school like? Walk me through it. Are you a good student? Are you an athlete? Are you in theater? What's happening?
Okay. So from as long as I can remember, I never liked kids or kid stuff at all. Mm-hmm. Still don't. Mm-hmm. I liked adults. And I always thought children were just so immature.
Pathetic.
Didn't know anything. Mm. I literally would be on the playground and be like, did you hear the latest on the OJ verdict? And they'd be like, what? Let's talk about Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but did you hear?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson's sex tape got out. And they would be like, what is that?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've always been a little bit of a weirdo. And so when I was in high school, I tried. As soon as I got into high school, I tried to be friends with people, but I was just not interested. I went to the oldest boy-girl Catholic school in America. It's where my mom went and my grandpa went.
What is it called?
Grand Rapids Catholic Central.
To go to the same school that your grandfather went to?
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah. Uniforms, all of that. Super Catholic. So my school was right by my favorite vintage store. Mm. I started vintage shopping and thrifting for fun when I was, I don't know, 10. Every story I tell about childhood, I was 10. And
it's a good age.
I know. So it was a busy year for me, apparently. Mm. There was this woman who I love so much named Suzanne, and she owned the coolest store in town called Scavenger Hunt. Mm. And it was just like a pretty big vintage store, and they would have like newer stuff. They would do like screen printing shirts, and it was where like all the funky people of town hung out. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of friends that were like gay people and punks and just all the offbeat kind of people. And so I would hang out there every single day, and I would call myself her intern. And didn't get paid or anything. I was like, 14, 15? This was literally starting high school.
Yeah.
It was like a block from my high school. So I would walk after school and just hang out there.
That's so fun.
Day. I think there's like a Molly Ringwald movie. Which one is the one where she's like friends with a lady that works at like a vintage store?
Pretty in Pink?
I think so.
I think, isn't that Pretty in Pink? Don't get me, I'm not a blind spot for me is like the Molly Ringwald cinematic universe.
I know, me too, because it was a little before me. But
is it 16 Candles? One of them.
One of those. I have friends that every time I've told them about this, they're like, it sounds like that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would hang out with her all the time, and I learned so much about her. She was mid-30s and I was 14. Mm. And she was like my best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that she would have called me her best friend, but to me she was my best friend.
I felt the same way. Like when I was in high school, and when I was a child, I was like, I don't want to hang out with any kids. I want to hang out with my mom and her chic friends and watch them drink fucking Kendall Jackson white wine and like talk and watch them in their beautiful suits and like be glam. Like I had no interest in children.
Yeah, I didn't really go to parties, and like the few times I did, I was like, these people are messy. Mm-hmm. Like they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one thing that's really I've been reflecting on before coming on this podcast. A weird thing is I still have my high school yearbook out here in Los Angeles because I moved right after my junior year, and I guess I just took it, and I never, it's just traveled with me from place to place that I've lived out here, and I still have it. And I was looking through it, and every single person that wrote in my yearbook, I think it was only girls, they referred to me as being Mexican. Like, every single one. Now, we have to remember, like, this is the early 2000s. If you just watch a movie from that time, there was, the humor was so, like, racial.
What would they say?
Homophobic, you know, like, whatever. And everything would be like, hey, sexy Mexi. Hey, my favorite Mexican.
No.
Everything was like Mexican, 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 which was, like, truly my identity. I kind of have, like, forgotten about it a little bit because... like, my last name is Hernandez, and there was not Mexican people
a lot. At your school in L.A.?
No, in Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan.
This is, like, my old yearbook from
then. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This is your yearbook from junior year.
From junior year, yeah.
I see, I see, I see.
Yeah, yeah. It was, like, predominantly white kids, but not a, no Mexican, not maybe one or two. I don't know. But either way, it's just so interesting to me that that was, like, my identity, like, I was like the Mexican kid of the school, because then when I moved out here, I was like, all right, where's my Mexican people? And they were like, you're like a white person.
They're like, no, you're not Mexican.
Yeah, it was like very strange.
What brought you out here?
Oh my god. Okay, so we're really bouncing around
here. We are, but you know what?
Let me just say about high school a general note.
Okay.
I didn't have any friends. I didn't do a lot of activities. I was a horrible student. All I thought about was going to LA.
When you say horrible student, what was the GPA?
I don't remember.
Like, are we talking, I was, because you need to understand, we have levels of people that come on this show. Some people be like, I was a horrible student. And I'm like, okay, what were your grades? They're like, I don't know, like B's, B minuses. And I'm like, honey buns. No, that's a good, to me, you are a good student. If you're a B, you're an average good student. I'm talking, bad student to me is C minus and lower.
Uh-huh.
And I would even go as far to say is I got a shitload of C minuses. I wasn't a bad student. I was an unmotivated student. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Like, I don't think that I'm dumb.
No,
I just
of course,
was
so, of course, we're the smartest people on earth.
I was just so uninterested.
Exactly.
I don't remember a single teacher that I went to high school with. I don't remember hardly anybody I went to high school with. I just like checked out.
Were you bullied?
Well, again,
well, I mean, being called those names is,
right, it's almost like it was normal at that time.
It's like coded.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I would hear like the gay F word a lot, but I went to like a Catholic school, and so it was like it wasn't like getting beat up in the hallways or anything.
And again, not to excuse the use of the F word, because obviously we're not excusing that, but that word was used in every single comedy movie that came out when we were teens.
I watched 2000s movies constantly.
Oh my God.
I'm always shocked about the trans stuff. I didn't even like think about it at the time, but oh my God, almost every single one of these movies, there's like a trans joke of some sort.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But anyway, I also remember, I forget what year of high school, when Alexis Arquette was on The Surreal Life. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
Yes, yes, yes.
That was big for me. Anyway, so let's see here. Where were we?
We were talking about you're a bad student.
Oh, bad student.
Didn't do any activities, any theater?
Well, I don't want to make this depressing, but I'm 8.5 years sober. I started, you know, in high school, like, just not doing it good. But so that was a lot of why I was a bad student. And
like doing drugs and drinking.
Yeah, I just was so incredibly uncomfortable. And, you know, it's like I was in a Catholic society. I was in early 2000s. I was in the Midwest. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely not like anyone else here.
Right.
And, you know, trying to figure it out. So, the year before junior year, I was like, you know what? I want to do theater.
Mm.
And it was, I definitely came from like a sports oriented society,
mm-hmm.
especially like my family. And so theater was not, it was something I always wanted to do, but I was like terrified to do it. And I finally auditioned for some play and like a summer stock thing for teenagers and got the role. And
do you remember the play?
It was like by a local writer. Like,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love like local, like we're performing John Smith's play.
Oh,
that
and
he's
like
written.
Came to, you know, so we're like, he's here tonight. Like we got to make sure
it's
we
like
don't mess
for
up.
Guffman. Yeah,
totally.
That's
it was
so
like
funny.
Such a big deal that he was there. And so it was like that. And then there was a musical that we had to like tech. And that was Into the Woods.
Beautiful.
But this is when I first met like gay people like that were my age,
mm-hmm.
and people that didn't go to Catholic school.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, these people are actually cool.
Yeah.
So then I started to make friends and
huge.
Just became addicted to theater.
Mm.
And I think I did like 8 plays in my junior year for all the different community theater. I was just constantly doing it. So then I was really a bad student.
Well, I mean, at least you were like ingratiating yourself into something that you found passion in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know it's like so obvious, but it's like, what am I gonna do with like geometry?
No, nothing.
I got lines to learn, babe.
100%. I have a character I need to tap into.
It's tech week.
I'm doing
honey.
Character work, babe.
Yeah. So yeah. I was constantly memorizing lines. That's where my homework
was. Of course.
Was. Didn't make a dollar, but anyways, it was like the biggest, like most important thing in my world. Oh, but I was filthy rich in high school because I played bass guitar at a church.
What?
Yeah. So on the weekends, I would do, I can't remember, maybe 4 masses.
Wait, there was a bass guitar at your Catholic mass?
Hell yeah.
Oh
there
my
wasn't before
God.
Me.
I was going to say, that's really like rocker vibes.
Yeah, I was. Oh, I was. So like more junior high, I was like in rock bands.
That's fun.
Yeah. So then me and like, I don't know, with like 35, 78 year old women behind me, I was just like tearing it up on the bass.
Wait, that's so fun.
Our God is an awesome God. And I was making good money.
How much were they paying you?
$30 a mass.
I mean, look, dip into that. What is it called when they have the basket?
The collection plate,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, the collection plate.
Yeah, I think I did 4 a weekend. So that's what, $120?
I mean, that's not bad.
For someone that doesn't have rent
and
to pay?
And guess what? It can't be taxable because it's charity work, technically.
Yeah. It's
I
a
think.
Church. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
So I was wealthy.
I would say.
I was very wealthy independently.
Do
of
you
my
have
parents.
Siblings?
I have 2 older sisters, yeah.
And were you close with them at all?
kind of like, I had one sister that was like a year and a half older. I think she was 2 grades older than me. So like she was around, but she was like real popular, really into sports. I just wasn't that vibe.
Yeah, I hear you.
But and I think a lot of people thought that I was like emo because like my hair is naturally super black.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had the black thick eyelashes that look like eyeliner. Mm-hmm. Like I think people just thought I was like an emo Mexican.
What was the style, even though you had to wear a uniform?
Well, I do have pictures somewhere where I've been, friends have been like, you look like Joan Jett. Like,
that's sick.
Yeah, I kind of was that vibe for a while. Like, definitely Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Lots of Hot Topic.
We loved.
I would hide my Hot Topic from my mom because she was like not. She wanted me to be like into sports and stuff. And I'm like, I still have my metal studded belt.
That's in style currently.
I think I still have it because of, from like same reason I have my yearbook.
Yeah.
Like I packed my little knapsack. I packed like one of those sticks with over
bandana.
My shoulder with a bandana.
Yeah.
I put my high school yearbook in a metal studded belt and came out
That's
to Hollywood.
It. Okay. What made you come out to LA? Did you come out to LA?
So I'm working for free around town nonstop, every single play, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't think I didn't get a role. Like,
that's incredible.
I was doing all these. We had really good community theater in Grand Rapids. And I was like just doing all these different plays.
What was your favorite part that you ever got in high school?
I don't even remember. I don't know. But
you were just booked and busy.
Male parts. Booked and busy. And I'm like, you know what? We gotta get this show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, my dream since I was, even before I was 10, was I'm going to Hollywood.
I love that.
I'm going to Los Angeles. I have family out here so I would come out here sometimes growing up. And I was just like in love with it.
Mm.
I mean, I grew up in snow.
I know.
Especially like the specific society that I was in, like, there just wasn't like queerness. There wasn't like, there was just so many things that if you weren't Catholic, like, we didn't know you.
Right.
For the most part. So I was just really looking forward to it. And it's kind of a long story, but basically, I was on a vacation in Dallas and I heard on the radio one of those like, does your kid want to be on Hannah Montana?
Oh my God.
Show up. And I was like, well, sure, let's do it. So I auditioned for it. And they were like, come back with your parents.
Wait, you auditioned for it in Dallas? Or
yeah.
You, okay.
They're like, come back with your parents.
Who were
tomorrow.
You in Dallas with?
My sister lived there. And so I was,
okay.
My whole family was visiting.
Got it.
And they're like, come back tomorrow with your parents. And so like I came back and we're all like, this is going to be, how much money is this going to be?
Right.
Like, this is ridiculous. I don't need to get into all the details, but they were basically just like, come on, do it. Don't worry about it. We got you. You're going to be a star. Just do this thing. Show up to this showcase thing. And so I did. So then later I did this showcase thing. And sure enough, I got like huge agents and all this stuff in Hollywood.
This is so crazy. I've always wondered, like, because when I was a kid, I would hear those.
I think for
ads.
99% of the people, it didn't get them anything.
Wow.
But I got like all these great like agents, like, you know, not the big, big agents,
right.
But like the ones. And at the time, it was like the people that were really working a lot on TV. It was like the people, it was like the agents that represented them before they went to the bigger.
Right.
It was like those specific agents. And so I was like, all right, mom and dad, like, I think I have to go to Hollywood now.
Yeah.
And so they were, I don't know, it's complicated. They were like definitely like supportive of that. Because I always want to, I never want to sound like I ran away from home or like it wasn't like that, but it was like I got to go out to Los Angeles. I had like all these opportunities.
Yeah, I was going to say you saw an opportunity to achieve your dreams.
But it's insane that my parents let me do that. I had just taken my like scene, this picture.
Mm-hmm.
I had just taken this and the senior year hadn't even started yet. And so packed up my bags and went. And I met this girl that was a model who told me about like independent study or whatever they call it, where you homeschool yourself, yeah, basically. And so I did that and I started doing like commercials and stuff like that.
And you were living with your relatives out here?
No, I wasn't. But
where were you living?
Well, I feel like it's going to be a guidance counselor moment because okay. I do have to make an apology to the person I lived with.
Okay. We can get there soon.
Okay. So, yeah, that's how I got out here. And wow. 14 years later, I got my first TV show. Don't give that up, kids.
I mean, I'm always so impressed by anyone who, like... I went to high school with two very successful actors. Uh-huh. They were younger than me.
Okay. So.
But one of them, he started like really acting like on Broadway when he was like a freshman. And I remember thinking to myself, because I used to beg my mom for an agent. And yeah. My mom would be like, no, no, no. You can do that when you're 18. You can do that when you're out of the house. Like, no. Like, she would literally be like, do you want to get on the train and go up to New York, like, alone? And I'd be like, yeah. She'd be like, get out of my face, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm always so impressed because my mother was so supportive of my dreams, but like there was a line, right, you know, but kids that were really like, I'm going to do this. This is my plan.
Oh yeah.
And like have such conviction in it. There comes a point where I'm sure your parents saw how hard you were working doing all of your regional theater. Also, like, they're not...
Community theater.
They probably were not blind to the fact that you were over whatever was happening at your Catholic high school.
Oh, I had nothing in high school. I just remember thinking, like, there's no way I'm going to do a full year of this.
It's hell.
I couldn't believe it. There was no possible way. And I had been saving up my church money.
Yeah.
Because my plan, I didn't think I was going to get into some college, but my plan was to, like, come out here, do, like, the 1 year of community college and get residency. And, like, that was my plan.
Did you end up going to college?
Yes, I did. I did that.
Yeah.
But the community college thing dropped out.
Did you go to SM, what is it, Santa Monica
Community College? No, I went to LA Valley College.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I didn't finish because they didn't have... ghost hunting comedy as a as a major, but I figured it out.
I think it's really impressive and really cool that like people can follow their guts and their intuition when they're that young.
Yeah, I'm very like that. If my mind is made up on something, it's good luck getting in my way.
I mean, God bless.
But I once I got out here, though, I mean, this is when you were talking about all those 2009 things. That was this time when, yeah, I moved out to LA. And that was such a crazy shock because not only was I like trying to finish high school, I was auditioning. I never even did my own laundry before. I never washed dishes before. Like, it was like crazy. My parents didn't move with me. I moved to Los Angeles by myself.
Where? What part of the city?
North Hollywood.
Oh my God.
It was such a culture shock. And then, you know, I was already like, I'm ready to be as queer as can be.
Right.
And that was very like... That was also hard because I was auditioning and trying to, you know, I had all these agents that saw me, you know, born male, as being like kind of like a teen heartthrob kind of a vibe. And I was like, no, I'm not comfortable with that. And I actually kind of like quit acting for a couple of years, very shortly after I moved out here and did college and worked and other stuff. So, yeah, it took me, and that's when I started like exploring gender and drag and all of that was like, I guess technically my senior year of high school.
Wow. That's yeah. so cool.
Yeah. But it was like just so much going on, like yeah. so many things at once. Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Is that a door knock I hear? Well, yes, it is. Welcome to the high school guidance counselor's office. I'm the high school guidance counselor.
Okay. Hi.
In this section of the podcast, you get to apologize to someone or say fuck you to someone or do both. And then you get to heal all of those wounds of high school yonder years. So what would you like to do today?
I want to apologize.
Okay.
So the first people that I moved in with, mm-hmm. I basically found like these people were looking for a foreign exchange student to live in their house.
Mm.
Nice family. They had a boy that was like my age that I wanted nothing to do with. Mm. I was like, I'm out here. I'm ready to party. And this guy was not for me. But I snuck out one night and partied it up in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home late one night and their security system went off.
Oh, no.
And it was pitch black and I didn't know how to fix it.
Right.
And I wasn't in my right mind. And the man came out naked from his bed to shut it off and was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. The cops are gonna come.
Oh no.
And that was my first taste of Hollywood weed too.
Yeah.
I wasn't used to that.
I know, it's strong.
Yeah. And so I want to apologize to that family because I was not being like, I was messy to them.
How long were you with them for?
Well, after that I moved the next day.
Really?
Yeah, I was with them for like 2 months.
And you moving the next day, was that your decision?
Yes.
You were like, I can't be here.
I will take anything at this point. So then I moved to North Hollywood and there was a girl that was from like Flavor of Love or like one of those shows that lived in my building.
What?
So I was like, oh my God, there's like a famous person right there.
How did you get into the building? Like, who did you move in with?
I had the tiniest studio apartment. Like the sink for the bathroom was the same as like there was one sink. And wow. It was, when you say studio apartment, like it was an actual only one room.
Were you working? Like what were you doing for work?
I did like a couple of commercials. Nothing too big.
I mean, still, they can pay you that good money, honey.
They can, but those ones didn't. but... Yeah. Oh, and that, no, actually, my high school job, my other high school job was selling ties at the Westfield Century City Mall.
Where?
At a
booth?
That's yeah.
So.
At like a booth, and the guys that ran it cheated me out of some money. So, high school guidance counselor, here's my fuck you.
Yeah.
To, I don't even remember what the name of the company was, but they owed me money.
Okay.
And I called them looking for the money.
And
they said, fuck you.
No.
Yes, they did. Because I also told my mom and she insisted on calling them too.
Mm.
And they were like, you little bitch, you had your mom call us. I was like, I didn't want her to.
But at the same time, I'm 17, motherfuckers. And I need my fucking money.
I might have been 18 by then.
Still.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I bet you were really good at selling ties.
No.
Really?
I had no interest in any. I'm still this way. If it's something I'm not interested in, I'm not interested.
Sell me a tie.
All right. Hi. You look like you could use a tie.
I could.
What kind of occasion do you have in mind?
Something that I can wear. I have a dinner. I'm going on a dinner date.
Here's what girls in 2009 love.
Okay.
Big, fat, silky ties.
Amazing. Wide. That sounds great.
Very wide. Very wide. And silky.
And what color or pattern would you suggest?
Like, kind of like iridescent or like shiny.
Oh, yeah, shiny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a shiny, like a shiny, like purple, perhaps.
That's
like,
exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heinous.
But I also saw Tyra Banks one time at that mall, which was huge. Major for me.
Huge. I saw her during COVID 2 years ago sitting outside of Petty Cash, the Mexican restaurant on Beverly, with, I believe, her boyfriend, having an absolutely fabulous meal.
Work.
And I was staring at her the whole time.
Amazing.
And she was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, that's the thing about when I first moved out here. Like, it was so crazy that I'd be like, I just, like, saw a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't happen.
I know.
Gillian Anderson moved. Like, we don't see these people.
And we didn't have social media yet. So, like, when you really spotted them, it was like spotting a leopard in the jungle. Where right. You're like, oh, my God. Like, this person, because we had no idea what they were up to. They couldn't share their life with us in a way that celebrities can now. It's like, it was really shocking. I remember seeing when I was in, this is so random, I was in the south of France, and I remember seeing Prague. Elton John. Okay.
I was just in the south of France.
Did you see Mr. Elton?
I didn't.
But when I saw him and I was with my mom freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, of all celebrities to see in all locations, her brain like broke.
Totally.
She could not compute. But now we can be like, oh, look, Elton just posted a picture from the south of France.
Totally.
You know, it's just a different sensation.
Well, everything when we were growing up was like, you saw it when you saw it. It wasn't on demand the way that things are now.
Yeah.
And like, I was just thinking about yesterday, I went to the John Waters exhibit, who's like so big for me. And when I was in high school, my parents went out of town and I went to the rental store and rented Pink Flamingos because it was unrated. And so I technically was allowed to rent it because it wasn't R-rated.
Yeah.
And that like changed my life.
I need to go and see that exhibit at the Academy Museum.
The Academy Museum. Love. Yeah, it's amazing.
Tevi, do we have a classmates corner today?
Yeah, we do. So this is from Harry.
Okay.
Harry says, hi, Greta, guest and senior superlatives team. I have two related classmates corner stories for the pod. Both of these happened during the summer before senior year. I was at a pre-college summer program at a large university. I was there with my high school girlfriend, and the summer program was basically part academic, part glorified summer camp. So first, I want to give a fuck you. One night, the staff organized a comedy night in which five Boston comedians came and did stand-up sets for 100 13 to 18-year-olds.
Oh, God.
In a college janitorium.
Those poor comedians.
I know. That sounds awful.
Absolutely terrible.
Early on in one of the comedian sets, he made direct eye contact with me, singled me and my girlfriend out, pointed at me, and said, quote unquote, no way you two are together. You're gay. Does she know you're gay? The staff tried to intervene, but I think the night was ultimately cut short. So fuck you to that comic for so brazenly harassing my teenage self. But he was right. I was gay, and she didn't know I was gay at the time. And then a thank you. One of the counselors at the summer program was a kind, nice guy named Keith in his mid-30s. He was out and didn't hide his sexuality. One night we were chatting, and he said something like, you know, I think there are probably some kids here who may be questioning their identities and sexualities, and that's totally okay. My dumb, closeted, gossip-starved ass responded with, oh my God, who? Clearly, he was opening a door for me if I was ready to talk about it, but I was in too much denial at the time. So thank you to Keith for being so nice and making yourself available. Love the pod. Stay cool. Never change. Harry.
Oh.
Harry.
Yeah, I mean, the closet's real.
It's deep. It's a walk-in.
I know it's still not easy for a lot of people, but it was not easy. Like,
you
15
were not,
years ago.
You were not out in
I mean, I started having homosexual experiences like junior year.
With someone that you went to high school with?
No, but
was it like online moment where you went online?
No, someone I had met around town.
I mean, I am, in all the conversations that I've had, this is, by the way, my 99th episode. Can you believe?
Oh my God.
But in all the conversations that I have had, it does feel like, you know how in the movies it's like secret high school, like secret gay high school thing. I feel like that is not as common. I feel like it was either like, people are going on chat rooms. People are like, some people are cruising. Some people are meeting very random people out in the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a like random family friend.
Well, you know what was really cool about Grand Rapids? It doesn't exist anymore, but there was a gay coffee house called Discussions.
Wow.
Yeah. And
should we open a gay coffee house?
And it was also right by my high school.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So I would either go to Suzanne's or Scavenger Hunt or Discussions.
What would you get at Discussions?
Oh my God. Like something packed full of sugar.
Like, my drink of choice when I was in ninth grade was a white chocolate mocha.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like
with whip. You better believe.
I would probably either have something like that or, yeah, just like some kind of gross like lemonade. I don't know what.
Sure. Something
the hell.
Absolutely demented.
But just like kind of be there and be like, oh my God, like I think that teenager with the skinny eyebrows over there is gay.
I
like,
love that.
Stuff like that. But yeah, I do think a lot, and I'm like such a therapy whore, and I'm like constantly up in it. And I think about like just representation at that time, and also like the Catholic thing, and it was just like hard. But when I had moved out here was the year of Glee. And then, like, Modern Family.
Like, right. It started like, it was becoming more mainstream.
Yes. So it was, like, an interesting time. But still, trans was, like, not really a big conversation.
Yeah. I mean,
even drag. Like, I guess RuPaul's Drag Race, I think, started that year or the next year. Because I was right there watching when it started. And I started going to drag shows when I was, as soon as I turned 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I grew up in D.C. and I remember drag brunches happening.
Right.
And just, like, thinking they were so cool. But, yeah, I remember, like, drag queens not really being, you know, it still felt very like subculture compared to what it is now.
And good old days.
One of my favorite movies of all time was Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
Julie Newmar.
I love
the
film. But now, I mean, it is, I guess to Harry, first of all, I'm sorry that comic did that. And I'm not, that comic is wrong for doing that.
Yeah.
That comic should like truly like slapping them in the face for doing that. But I will say, I did do a show to college students recently. Wow. Pretty much everyone in the room was like fully 18. And I have never been more scared in my life.
That's terrifying.
Because I was doing my like material and I very quickly realized they actually have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I am not excusing that comic who essentially bullied and outed you, even though I guess he didn't, whatever. I mean, just be a fucking asshole. I'm not excusing that. But there is nothing more bone chilling than getting on stage in front of 13 to 18 year olds and being expected to make them laugh and like not being a fucking clown or something like that. Like,
yeah,
I would be pissing my pants.
You know, I'm going doing some out of town gigs and I was like 21 and up I don't want 18 and up. I don't want kids with their parents. Like, I no.
I did when I was in Scotland. All of my rooms were hard 16. Like, no one in my room was allowed to be under 16. Because you know, it's an international festival. I understand a lot of people are there with their kids. So, like, you don't want to fully cut off people from coming into your show.
Yeah.
And my rationale, too. My rationale was also, like, I don't know, fucking know. They're 16. They're on the goddamn internet. Nothing I am saying to them, you know, I'm talking about getting fucked and doing drugs and X, Y, and Z. I pray to God they've seen it before and it's not coming from my mouth. And if it is coming from my mouth, wake up, okay? Welcome to the goddamn world.
Let me say a depressing story real quick.
Please.
It's a great way to end this on a very sad note. Are we ending? I don't even know.
I mean, we are. Let me see. Let me look at my
clock. I don't want to end. I want to keep doing this.
We are nearing the end.
Okay, wait. What time is it? All right. I've got 30 minutes till I have to meet Nori Reed for coffee.
Oh, I love Nori Reed.
Name drop.
Nori Reed, famously on this podcast.
Yeah? Yes. Oh, I need to listen.
Yes.
So I had a very similar story to Harry happen to me once. I was at one of those restaurants where it's like you insult the people, you pay for them to be like,
to be like mean to you.
Hey, you ugly bitch. Or whatever.
What was this? In Grand Rapids?
No, I was on vacation somewhere. Maybe it was in Dallas. Wait, maybe it was that
I'm
same trip.
I'm obsessed with this concept.
Oh, I would be great at it. You know what I want to be is I want to do that like fetish thing where you're like, oh, like stupid.
You're like a dom.
A what?
You're a dominatrix.
Yeah, but only I don't really want to hit people. I just want to like.
You want to talk to them and be like, you disgusting little pig.
Yeah, like the girl on Euphoria did that.
You. Yeah, yeah. Like on a webcam.
Yeah, I would be really good at that.
You should do it.
Because I think I'd be like, you look like a guy I met one time that creeped me out.
That's really good.
Thank you.
You should start an OnlyFans where all of your videos are you just being like, hey, you. Yeah, you. Absolutely rancid piece of skin.
I could smell you through here.
Yeah, I can smell you through my fucking camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at one of those places. I don't even know what it's called. It's called like Dirty Dicks or something. Like something
Dicks.
So
in Dallas.
Is that what it is?
I grew up in Dallas, yeah. It's called Dick's. I used to go.
It's my Texas girl right there.
Thank you. It's called Dick's, not to be confused with a sporting goods store, and right. Also not to be confused with the male nude strip club in Phoenix that I have frequented.
Also called Dick's.
Called Dick's. So this is a different kind of dick.
Okay.
This is mean Dick's. And I was at this place, and they like... If I'm not mistaken, they take like paper and they write on it and they put this big hat on you.
They make you wear a hat that's like
super
dumb
tall.
Bitch or something.
Yeah, a super tall hat that will say like dumb bitch.
Yeah.
And or something. They'll write it, the servers. And they put one on my head that said, this is what gay looks like.
Okay, that's a hate crime.
And I was deeply in the closet at the time and my family knew that I was in the closet, and it was so embarrassing. And I couldn't take it off because I had to be a part of the fun.
They put that on a child?
Yeah. But I had to be a part of the fun, and I couldn't take it off and cry or run out of the restaurant. Yeah, it was trauma.
That's awful.
Totally.
Does this place still exist?
I think so.
Can you Google that?
Yeah, they put one on me once that said, can't stay away from the cupcakes.
Oh my God.
People pay for this.
I guess that they would put one on me that says, clearly struggles with rosacea as an adult.
I can tell you, I did not put my hard-earned church money into
the
this.
The food has to be
Dick's
bad.
Last
my
resort.
Parents paid for it.
Dick's last resort. It had, the food had to be horrific.
I'm sure it was like fried chicken wings and shit. I don't know.
Like a Chili's kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I know. It was very traumatic.
That's awful.
So I totally, I know that feeling.
If you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
I mean, I feel like it's so, like, overdone, but for a reason. Like, it gets better. Mm. Like, it really does.
Yeah.
I mean...
Honey, the It Gets Better campaign is real because it does get better.
Totally. And, but I knew that at the time. I was like, it's going to be fine. I just have to get through this.
Yeah.
And I, like, could... That's why I was just not present at all. Mm. And that's why I don't remember hardly anything from actual school, because my mind was just thinking about when it was time to be me.
Yeah.
So I was just like going through the motions. But I mean, I guess I already knew that. So I don't know. I guess I would tell myself, like, don't drink and do drugs. Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful advice.
Yeah.
Did you go to prom? Any prom?
There's a whole story for you. Yeah, I did. I went with a friend who I knew from theater, who was actually the queen. It was at her school.
Mm.
And she was the queen of the prom.
Wow.
Or homecoming, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
But then I went to prom with a girl once I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I don't even feel like I can tell that on a podcast. It was a wild story.
You're having us chomping at the bit. Do you need to put up a paywall for people to listen to the story? Can you just give us the broad strokes?
It was just like some girl I didn't know, and I ended up going with her because she asked.
How did you meet her?
I was in a fashion show, and she saw me there, and she like
she
reached
like
out on
you.
Facebook.
She like booked you.
She literally asked me and this other model who I knew. Like, I think she might have said, "Do you have any male model friends that would go with me and my friend?" And so I asked my friend, and he was like, "I don't know." And I was like, "Come on, let's just do it. Like, this is gonna be a good story on a podcast one day," even though that wasn't a thing.
Well, here you go.
And so we. He pulled out at the last minute, and I was like, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so uncomfortable, and she was messy. I've used that word a lot today, but...
What high school was it? Do you remember?
It wasn't even around here. It wasn't even local.
Wow, you traveled.
We traveled. Yeah.
And then you went to the prom. It was a messy prom.
Yeah.
And
that was my only prom experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know more, but if you are not willing to...
It's one of those things for me that's weird, like talk... It is so... It's almost like when you watch Euphoria or something, where I'm like, oh my God, it's so weird to talk about, like... Even though it was like I was that age at the time, like I feel so weird to talk about like high school kids, like even drinking or stuff like that.
I know.
I mean, but if it's my story, I guess I'm allowed to, right?
I mean... My high school, like, everyone at my high school drank and did drugs.
Yeah.
Every single person. Only until I started doing this podcast did I find out that, like, there are some people that genuinely never drank a sip of alcohol. There are some people that never drank a sip of alcohol until they were, like, 25. And I'm over here being like, whoa.
Yeah, that was not my experience at all.
I was, like, mixing the dregs of cocktails at, like, my parents' dinners with friends in the kitchen when I was like 10.
Yeah. I figured out a good connection. I like met somebody that was like over 21 that I would get alcohol from.
And sure.
Yeah.
Kids are very
crafty. I also had a fake ID from this other Latino kid that was like that I had met that said I was 18
when
I was
like, get cigarettes.
Yeah, when I was like 16. Yeah. And I never used it because I was too scared.
It's so funny. One time I got busted with a fake ID in an airport, and I truly like melted down. I was also like, it was so stupid. I was 20 and the fake ID said I was 21.
I got kicked out of a club when I was that age.
Really?
Yeah. I was stupid. There was like a go-go boy with like tube shots.
Yeah.
And I was like flirting with him, and I like took one, and I was like, ooh. And then all of a sudden the security was like, what is that? And I think I probably had like the X's on my hand.
Oh, sure. I was going to be like the tell, the massive X's.
So God, stupid. So, and they kicked me out and they took my ID. They took like a picture of my ID. They took a picture of me. And they're like, you're never allowed back in here.
Hell.
Yeah.
I remember, sorry.
So guidance counselor, fuck them.
That club. I also went to a lot of concerts in high school. And I remember people being like, if you put lotion on your hands first and then go to the bathroom right after they put the X's on your hands and wash your hands, the X's will come off.
Can't you just wash it off?
I mean, it's like, the thing is, they do use like thick ass sharp, or at least at this place, they would use like thick
stainers.
Sharpie on your hands. So even when you did like viciously scrub it off, of course, if you like go to the bar, they're gonna, first of all, you're not wearing the fucking armband that says you're 21. And then number two, they're gonna see that your hands are like red and like have remnant. You know, it's so stupid.
Oh, that reminds me. Another thing, when I was in high school, I did a lot of unpaid work in high school. Mm-hmm. Just because I wanted to do things and not play sports and stuff like that. So the local hard rock station, I became a part of their street team.
I love that.
So I would like go to all the concerts for free.
That's great. That's like a dream gig.
Totally. And just like hand out t-shirts.
Why not?
Yeah. And then I would get to like go to the meet and greets and stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did you have a favorite snack in high school?
Okay, it's not really a snack, but I was obsessed with 5-hour energy drinks.
Sure.
The little ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the little, like this big.
Disgusting.
I've never had one.
Good
I've
for
always
you.
Been too scared.
You'll live longer than me.
Do they work, I assume. They still sell them.
Yeah. They were brand new at the time, and I just thought it was amazing.
Oh, I'm gonna sneeze. And my last question before my last question, I guess some might say my penultimate question. What was your most prized possession in your teenage room?
Okay. My teenage room was sickening. It was, I bought in everything at Spencer's Gifts.
Love. The best store ever invented.
I had everything from Spencer's Gifts. And I bought glow-in-the-dark paint. Mm. And I don't know what I was under the influence of or if I was just being young and silly, but I dunked a brush in it and pretended I was like what the priest would do with holy water, where you flick it over your head like that.
Splattered
it on everything. My blankets, my dresser, my walls, my ceiling.
Oh,
and
my
during
God.
The daytime, it looked like it was covered in...
Yeah, cum.
And then you turn the lights off, and it looked like just heaven.
And you slept like an angel in your glowing room.
Like a baby. And I had a Bob Marley black light picture.
Beautiful.
Black light everything. Mm-hmm. I had a Jack Daniels black light.
Yeah, the alcohol posters really make me laugh because I'm like, you know, if my 14-year-old was like, Mom, I really want to put this awesome Jack Daniels black light thing on my wall, I'd be like, no.
I know. What a so ridiculous.
But it was everywhere when we were in high school, that shit.
I had everything from there. Like,
did you have the electric like orb thing that if you put your hand on it, all of
the
electricity would go over there?
Oh, I didn't have that one. Okay, maybe I didn't have everything.
I always wanted that one. That was a high ticket item.
Right.
And I always wanted one, but I never got one. I had multiple lava lamps. You know, I had
Same.
A lava lamp in
I
my...
I still have one.
Yeah, I think this is the first home I've lived in that has not had a lava lamp. And guess what? I need to rectify that situation immediately.
Like, it's either like lava.com or lavalamp.com or something. I bought one and you can like pick what color the stand is, what color the juices are.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, it was really easy and great.
I want one with like orange juice.
That's what mine is.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's orange juice with like a black.
That's beautiful.
Outside.
I say that is beautiful.
Thank you.
And my last question is, did you have a senior superlative? And the answer to that is no.
Okay, you don't know that.
Tell me.
Well, since I homeschooled myself.
Okay.
I got most likely to succeed.
I love it.
I got most likely to
be famous.
To be famous?
Yes.
Most likely to be Mexican?
Yes. Most funniest?
Most funniest.
Beautiful, most beautiful eyes?
All of them.
Beautiful smile?
Yeah. What was yours?
Our high school did dumb ones where they were like roasting us, and right. Mine was most likely to be in a gospel choir.
I got that one too.
Yeah, you did. I knew. You know what? I knew that about you.
I got that one. I also got.
Well, honestly, most likely to be in a gospel choir. You were basically the bassist for a gospel choir.
Wait, that's one more thing. Let me tell you, I lip sank in the high school choir my junior year.
I love that.
I went every single, it was before school. It was like 7 o'clock before school started. For a full hour, I would lip sync every single day because we got to go to New York at the end of the year.
Wow.
For free.
And did you go on the trip?
Yes,
and
I did.
Was it fabulous?
It was the first time I ever went to New York. Yeah, I got to see Hairspray and Hairspray with,
what's her face? With, oh, you know.
I was just about to say Ashley Simpson. Was it Ashley Simpson?
Who was in Hairspray on Broadway?
No. Hilary Duff's sister.
Oh,
Hailey Duff. I saw Hairspray with Hailey Duff and I saw Wicked.
I love that.
Yep.
Wow.
For free. Because I lip sync all year long.
And to that I say, you know, though the high school journey untraditional, I feel like you got a lot out of it.
Yeah, it was a very interesting
thing. I feel
like
you packed a lot of experience, perspective, story in 4 years, which as we know, 4 years goes by very fast.
Yeah, it turns out when you don't focus on your education, you can have a really interesting time. Yeah.
Well, Roz, thanks for coming on my show.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Listeners,
I can't wait to watch your show.
Yes. Please tune in.
Please remind them again.
Living for the Dead. It's an all queer cast of ghost hunters.
And all Eps dumped at once, right? My fave.
Yes. Three psychics, me, and the most gorgeous queer tech person. And we travel the country, and it's really a cool show. And I'm constantly like, come on, queer people, please support it. It's an all-queer cast, and we want shows like this to be made, and we got to watch them, and we got to sing their praises off the rooftop.
I can't wait to watch, just
And my
in
podcast
time.
Is called Ghosted.
Oh, yeah.
Ghosted by Roz Hernandez. I talk to celebrities and comedians
You've
and all kinds of people.
You've had that podcast for so long now.
Yeah, it's like almost 5 years, I think.
I love that.
Yeah, every single Monday.
Monday! Oh, wow. What another stunning episode of my absolutely perfect podcast, Senior Superlatives. I say, no notes.
Yay.
Anyway.
I have a few.
Well, we'll talk. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to my show. You know, I love ya. And I say, stay cool, never change. Until next time, ciao.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.